Hello, good evening. Is Morgan there? Is Morgan Schmidt there? Hello?
Yeah.
Is Morgan Schmidt there?
Who?
Morgan Schmidt?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, you got the wrong number.
Well, maybe I can speak with you then. My name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, sir.
Thank you so much. And are you 18 years old and registered to vote?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Most likely vote. Probably vote.
Thank you. And may I know, what is your age?
18.
18?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Not really satisfied.
Would that be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Woke Culture or Woke ISM.
Haven't heard of them.
Okay. Thank you so much. And about Donald Trump?
100.
Thank you. About Moms for Liberty?
Not sure. Haven't heard.
Okay, thank you. About public schools?
All 50.
Thank you so much. And how about the National Education Association, or NEA?
Haven't heard of either.
Okay, thank you. About the U.S. Department of Education?
Haven't heard.
Okay. About Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. About public school teachers?
Sixty.
Thank you. And last one, charter schools.
What was it?
Charter schools?
Haven't heard that, to be honest.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. Now, will you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Getting the
they are.